Hello and welcome to the Wolfpack, your Saturday night Wolfpack, right here on RadioWerewolf.com. I'm your host for tonight, Dion, on this February 6th, 2016. Hope you guys all had a good Saturday, having a good weekend so far. Got a lot of things going on around here. Been working a lot. Getting tired of working Saturdays, but that's okay. I guess the checks will look good, huh? Actually, that'd probably help me get a a new computer. I don't really need a new computer, really. My computer works pretty good, I guess. I just wanted to upgrade more. Just keep upgrading gear. That's all you can do, really. But you got to keep doing that. You know, if this laptop takes a shit, we're pretty much screwed here. You know, we got to keep the show going. So I wanted to get something as a backup, which I'm going to get pretty soon. But, yeah, we got a lot of topics to talk about tonight. I wanted to keep it more lighthearted, I guess, tonight. We got a little bit more, more good news stories. But, yeah, if anybody wants to call in, the Wolfpack is a call-in show. The call-in number is 608-350-1418. So the first story I had tonight is, we've all heard how it's not necessarily the FBI, but the law enforcement agencies around the country, they kind of categorize Hispanics, Mexicans, mestizos as being white. And we've known about this for years. You know, when the FBI statistics come out, they're pretty skewed because you got murder and rape and stuff where they're counting fucking Mexicans in there too. Well, it seems that the liberals finally fucking caught up and they're pissed off for an entirely different reason. So that was the first thing I was going to get to tonight. So I got this little, first thing I'll do, I'm going to play this little clip from the Young Turks. I can't fucking stand this douchebag. I don't know what this guy's name is, but every time I see him, I want to punch him in his mouth. He's a fucking liberal scumbag. He's like the worst kind, too. He's real smug and thinks he's fucking knows everything, but he's a fucking dumbass and a piece of shit. But, so I'll play part of this. I might pause it to yell and, or I might just shut it down. I mean, it's not too bad. But, so I'll play this little clip.
Texas Department of Public Safety now has to keep track of the race of the people that they pull over because they want to make sure they're not discriminating against minorities. There's some charges that they've been doing that in the past. Well, KXAN, which is a local station in Texas, decided to look into over 16 million traffic citations to find out if Texas is doing this right. That's great. That's actual journalism. Terrific job there by KXAN, right? And so they found a list of the people that they've been pulling over and then classifying into different categories. Now, are you ready for this? These are four out of the top five names that have been described as white, okay? So these are white people that got pulled over in Texas. Last name, Garcia. Second last name, Martinez. Third one, Rodriguez. These are all people that cops called white when they pulled them over. There is a different category for Latino. They did not check that off. And finally, Hernandez. So apparently, these are the top white names, okay? Four out of the top five white names. Garcia, Martinez, Rodriguez, and Hernandez. Joke. It's a joke, man. They're not paying attention. They don't care. They go, oh, you don't want me to pull over minorities and you want me to keep track. I'm going to ignore the law. I'm just going to pull over minorities and then check off, oh, yeah, Hernandez, totally white, right? And, of course, not just Latinos. They're also pulling over black people. Here, let me show you a selection of people that they pulled over and called white. I don't have their names. I have their pictures. I'm pretty sure that dude's not white. Okay, I'm spitballing here, but also not white. Latino there. I'm positive she's not white. Okay, how about this dude? Not very white. I don't know what he is, but he ain't white. Okay, maybe you make that mistake. I can hear you on that. And how about this? No, probably not that mistake. Okay, so that guy was called white. They don't care. They're not going to follow the law. They're above the law. You pass any law you like, they're not going to follow it. They're spitting in our face here. I thought we lived in a democracy. So when they're...
Okay, part of the problem is a lot of... it's all different from precinct or jurisdiction or whatever. It's just different laws or regulations they have to go through. And the problem is a lot of them, they're all different. Some of them don't have Latino or Hispanic on the form. A lot of them just have, you know, white, black, Asian, whatever. Some areas don't consider, you know, mestizo to be a race. Some of them then do have, they have race, and then they have ethnicity as a separate column. So that's sometimes why it gets messed up. But the reason why now they're all pissed off about it, because now they make these laws that, oh, they can't profile people. You know, they got to categorize and keep track of the race of the people they're pulling over or arresting or whatever to make sure they're not profiling. So you're going to sit here and get pissed off about, you know, someplace like Texas. Oh, they're disproportionately targeting Hispanics. Well, fucking how many Hispanics are in fucking Texas? A lot. So the majority of the people who are committing crimes in goddamn Texas are fucking mestizos. How hard is that to understand?
Ask about it. DPS Director Stephen McCraw says, suggested that mistakes were the fault of in-car computer systems instead of the troopers. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. That's usually how the systems inside a cop's car works. All right, I'm going to press Latino. Bloop, bloop. No, I disagree. I am going to make it white. Yeah, that's probably what happened. Okay. Sergeant Gary Chandler continues from the Department of Public Safety. When the troopers out there doing this job, I can speak for DPS. They're looking for a violation, the vehicle that makes the violation. And whenever they pull that vehicle over, whatever human being is driving it is irrelevant. No, that's not true. That's why they had to pass the law in the first place, even in Texas, because it was so obvious that you were only pulling over minorities. And have you changed? No, you didn't change at all. You're still pulling over just minorities because you're racist, okay? And I'm not saying that particular guy, Sergeant Gary Chandler, or even a particular guy who pulled over a clearly black dude and called him white. No, the system is racist.
Okay, now they're going on with this fucking institutional racism bullshit like they always do. So the problem is here, too. Oh, they're just pulling over Hispanics. Well, fucking who's committing most of the crime? Who's driving around in a goddamn jalopy that's probably out of code or whatever it is? And maybe it's a higher area where there's more fucking Hispanics. You don't fucking know because they don't look at that. And there's like, oh, it's a high crime area. And there's a bunch of fucking mestizos living there. Gee, maybe A equals B. But they can't see that because they can't fucking see past their own ideology, which is so goddamn skewed and ridiculous. It's absolutely absurd. And this fucking douchebag, he actually has no idea what the hell he's talking about.
Yes, I said it. Fox News, your head can explode now. It is racist. That's why you pull over Latinos and black people more, greatly disproportionately, than you pull over white people. Because you assume that blacks and Latinos might be up to no good, that they might have committed a crime. And you assume, well, that's a white guy. He didn't do anything wrong. He's just like me. He's a citizen. He's a good guy. That's why I'm not going to pull him over.
Maybe there's not too many fucking white guys living there. You know, it is Texas. There's large areas where there's a big population of fucking Hispanics. Nobody, you know, this guy doesn't look at the numbers like that. He doesn't think that way. He's like, oh, there's pulling over fucking 80% Hispanics. Well, maybe there's only 10% fucking white people living there. You don't know.
Now, it's inconvenient that you caught me doing this, but come on, let's be realistic. The minorities are the violent ones, right? I mean, remember slavery when the blacks did that, all that damage to white people, and they whipped them, and they enslaved them, and they raped them, and they killed them? Remember when blacks did that to whites? Oh, right, no, that was the white people who did that, but it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter. He's bringing up goddamn slavery. It has nothing to do with fucking who cops pull over.
Blacks are more violent. Latinos are more violent. We got to pull them over, right? Well, hey, maybe you're arresting them at a disproportionate rate because you're pulling them over and investigating them at a disproportionate rate. Maybe your assumption that they're violent or they're criminals is what's leading you to arrest more of them. Oh, yeah, that's what we're trying to stop, right? But you don't go, aw, you go, who cares, man? Let's just call them white and be done with it. I hope the people who do this, I hope they're all busted. I hope they're all fired, okay? Oh, you can't say that. Cop lives matter. They're just trying to protect good white people. Did I say that out loud? I meant protect everybody. Yeah, sure, sure. Yes, yes, I want them fired. Yes, I want them fired. If they're going to keep picking on Latinos, they're going to keep picking on black people, and they're going to cheat while doing that. They're going to ignore the law while they're doing that. Well, your job is to enforce the law, not to ignore the law. That's a pretty good reason to fire you.
No, what they want to do, what they want the cops to do, is to ignore the law. You know, you can't pull over a disproportionate number of fucking Hispanics because, you know, because a disproportionate of Hispanics are committing the goddamn amount of crimes. No, next thing you know, they're going to have goddamn quota systems where, oh, you can only pull over, you know, 100 fucking Latinos this month. If you do any more than that, then you'll be reprimanded and you'll get in trouble for doing that. You know, it doesn't matter that there's a disproportionate number of goddamn brown people committing crimes. It's a matter of, it's a fact. You know, you look up any goddamn statistic, the FBI statistics or whatever, it's a goddamn known fact. But these guys can't fucking see that, and they can't realize that. That's why they got to make these stupid fucking laws that all it's going to do is hinder the goddamn cops' job. And the fact that they're, you know, calling these people white. Well, maybe it is a matter of the system or the computer system. You know, people, whoever made this goddamn computer system, it could be a goddamn bug in there. That could actually be the truth. I've seen lots of times people come up with these computers. Look at fucking Obamacare. The goddamn website didn't work for months. It probably still doesn't work right. So him getting all bent out of shape, but that's what this guy does. He's one of your typical brown fucking race baiters, and that's all the Young Turks ever do. This 5-minute clip is about as all I can stand of this guy. Like I said before, this guy's a complete douchebag. I can't stand this guy because he does this type of crap all the time. He gets on his goddamn high horse and he just sits there and pontificates the goddamn world like he's the smartest motherfucker that's ever walked the face of the earth. And that's how that guy acts. I don't even know his name. Because I never cared enough to learn his name. I just know he's a douchebag. Every time I see him, I want to punch him in the face. But anyways, so yeah, they're all bent out of shape because, oh, the cops are pulling over fucking Hispanics and calling them white. Well, they've been doing that for 20 fucking years, and you didn't give a shit about that then. Now that you're going to worry about racial profiling, now you're going to give a shit about it. No, you can't. They do that kind of crap all the time. But, so, yeah. All right. So, the next news story I got here, it's just, oh, I actually closed the chat room, but I'll bring that back up. It goes along the same lines. It's, hold on, let me bring this up. Okay. Goes about the same lines. It's in the same kind of category. Actually, it turns out this is actually from the Washington Post of all people, and this is like it's from January 20th, so it's not that long ago. It's a couple weeks ago. It says U.S. illegal immigrant population falls below 11 million, continuing nearly a decade long decline. In the fact that the Washington Post is putting this out. And the fact that they used illegal immigrant population is pretty amazing because they don't use words like that. You know, they're specifically told to use undocumented worker or some bullcrap term like that. They actually have a book of words that they're supposed to use and words they can't use, which actually I've been trying to find a copy of. They keep that under pretty tight wraps. But I've been trying to find one. I think it's called the Red Book or something like that. Maybe that's why I can't find it, because I got to actually figure out what the name of this thing is. But I've heard about it, and I'm pretty sure that is true, that this type of thing does exist, because they do it all the time. And it's not just like one paper. It's like all of them where they won't use certain words. And so the illegal population in the United States has fallen below 11 million, so they say, continuing a nearly decade-long decline, that has the potential to reshape the debate over reforming the nation's immigration system. And that's the other thing that kind of gets on my nerves. They're like, oh, we got to reform the system. It's too hard for these path to citizenship and all that crap, which is a bunch of bullshit. We all know it is. You know, millions of people come here legally and they all get citizenship the right way. But no, these fucking border jumpers can't speak English, can't fucking read, can't even read Spanish, more or less English. And all they do is get some, you know, some $5 an hour job and, you know, don't learn English or don't try to assimilate into the population or anything. They just do their own fucking thing, live in their one bedroom apartment with 30 other fucking Mexicans. But I'm getting a little off topic here. Well, that's the way it works out most of the time. So the total, see here, it says undocumented immigrant population of 10.9 million is the lowest since 2013, says the report for the Center for Migration Studies, a New York think tank. I wonder who controls that. The number of undocumented immigrants has fallen each year since 2008, well, since the big crash. The report says, driven primarily by the steady decline of illegal immigrants from Mexico. Oh, see, now they admit that they're from fucking Mexico. Before, most of the time, they're like, oh, they're not all Mexicans. You know, they got some Brazilians or whatever in there, a bunch of other nondescript Central American brown fuckers. But here they're going to say they're mainly from Mexico, which is a weird thing that they would have in this paper in the Washington Post. Usually they don't say things like that, which kind of makes me wonder how this thing got posted on the Washington Post in the first place. So sharper declines from South America and Europe have continued to the overall numbers. The report says even as illegal immigration from Central America, where families with children have flocked across the southwestern border in recent months, is on the rise. Of course, they got to bring in the children. We got to think of the children. With his release as Voni nears in the 2016 presidential primaries, the 15-page document could impact the fiery debate over immigration unfolding on the campaign trail. Republican candidates led by Donald Trump had portrayed the border as overwhelmed by illegal immigrants who must be kept out by a massive wall the New York developer proposes to build. President Obama and Democratic candidates say the border will never be more secure and call for a comprehensive immigration reform to naturalize immigrants already here. Okay, so here's why the fucking story is posted, or it's written, or whatever. Because Donald Trump says we need a fucking wall. Well, immigration's not as bad as it was. We got less people jumping over the border. Maybe we really don't need a wall anymore. So it's not that bad. We don't need a wall. There's less people coming over. So it's not a big deal now, right? No. It's always a big deal. It was a big deal 60 fucking years ago, and they wouldn't do anything about it, and it's a bigger deal now. But of course, since they're already here, you know, Obama and the other fucking dumbass crats say, oh, we need to reform the system and have a better way to citizenship since they're already here. You know, that's the other thing that bothers me about that crap is, what they're basically saying is if enough people break the law, we'll just ignore the fucking law. Which is kind of like what they're doing with the weed thing in, you know, like Colorado and stuff. And don't give me that bullshit about, oh, it helps me with this and that. You know, I don't disregard that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But most of the people just want to get fucking stoned. Just be honest about it. Sure, it helps some people. But, you know, that's a smaller percentage of the people who just want to fucking get high. But anyways, that's going off topic. But yeah, with this whole reforming the system crap, like I said, all they're saying is if enough people fucking break the law, then it's okay. We'll just let them break the fucking law. And that's the other thing. You've heard liberals say in the past that how they're just law-abiding citizens. They didn't do anything wrong. They were just trying to find a better life and this and that. Where they're not law-abiding citizens because they jumped the fucking border illegally. What part of illegal immigration don't you understand, you fuckers? That's why they use terms like undocumented worker and all this bullshit. All right, so let's get back to this thing. So while the report written by Robert Warren, a former longtime U.S. government geographer, is an estimate based on the 2014 U.S. Census data and doesn't take a position on immigration, officers from the, or officials from the center took issue with the characterizations of Republican candidates. Well, apparently they take a fucking position on the immigration. If they took issue with the characterizations from Republican candidates, well, apparently they have a fucking stance on the immigration. And taking the numbers from the 2014 U.S. census data is completely bullshit, too, because, you know, those numbers are skewed. And those numbers aren't representative of the people who are actually here, because the people who are here illegally. So they're not filling out your fucking form, you douchebag. So here's a quote from this douchebag at this this Center for Immigration. The facts of the report tell a different story than what you might hear on the campaign trail or in the halls of Congress, where we send a message that we're being overrun by undocumented immigrants. It's even hard for me to say that word, damn it. Says Kevin Appleby. Appley? Maybe it's Appley. Either way, the center's senior director of international migration policy said in a press call after the report's release, the facts and the data show that it's not true. Hopefully political discourse will be more fact-based going forward. You know, the fact that we have at least 14 million fucking undocumented workers, goddamn invaders is what they are, even though this stupid report says 11 million, because they can't figure out that fucking illegal immigrants aren't going to fill out your stupid census data. So the debate over how to handle illegal immigrants already here has escalated even more in recent weeks. The Obama administration has launched a series of raids aimed at deporting the mostly women and children who have come from Honduras, Guatemala, and other Central American countries since 2014. It's like, what did they get? Like 100 people? Administration officials are now working frantically to quell political outrage the raids have triggered among immigration rights advocates and Latino leaders. Well, maybe you should just not care about what the hell La Raza has to say about anything. You know, basically, La Raza, first of all, for being a racist bunch of bastards, which I have no problem with, but, you know, they're looking out for their own. I got no problem with that. But the fact is, you know, what they want is just to bring all the fucking mestizos here. You know, just come on in. Just get rid of the border. You know, we need a world without borders and all this crap like that. Because, you know, magically, once they jump the fence, then they're a great American, even though they got like a third grade education, can't speak English. You know, that's not really a big deal. You know, we're not getting the best and brightest from Mexico coming here. But they don't want to talk about that. They don't want to talk about the unskilled workers while they ship all our blue-collar jobs overseas for the past 30 years. You know, nobody put those two things together. I never heard anybody putting those two fucking things together. We got these unskilled workers coming over here, and they're taking all our blue-collar jobs out of the country. So what the hell is, you know, the average American supposed to do? Besides get pissed off because fucking mestizos are taking your fucking jobs. Or they're trying. So in some ways, the new report echoes other research showing that the political debate may have already been overtaken by changing immigration patterns around the nation. At the Pew Research Center, for example, found last year that the number of illegal immigrants, which more than tripled to 12.2 million between 1990 and 2007, has since dropped by about 1 million. Pew's preliminary estimate counted the total illegal immigration population at 11.3 as of 2014. So there you got, in the same story, you got two different groups giving two different numbers. It doesn't seem like a lot. You got 10.9 or 11.3 million people. But you're talking about millions of people. That's a lot of people. So they don't know how many people are here. And the other thing, too, so they're counting just the illegal immigration. So they say there's 11.3 million people who are here illegally. Well, that doesn't count the rest of the goddamn mestizos that we don't want here either. Doesn't matter if you're here legally or illegally. We don't want you here either way. So the new Center for Migration Studies report is the first in recent years to peg the number of as falling below 11 million, giving it at least a symbolic significance since the 11 million number has been widely used by politicians and journalists. It's like, oh no, it went to 10 million or 10.9 million. Oh, it dropped. You're full of shit, Donald Trump. There's not 11 million. That's basically what they said right there. So although the new report does not cite specific reasons for the decline, other experts have attributed to the combination of tighter U.S. border security measures and economic and demographic changes in Mexico, such as women having fewer children in Mexico, not here. I bet you I can tell you. Well, I couldn't tell you, but I can, if I was a betting man, as they say. I'm pretty sure they're having more children here than they're having in fucking Mexico, especially if they got that one in the oven when they jumped the border. So the altered dynamics have changed the makeup of the undocumented population. Until recent years, illegal immigrants tend to be young men streaming across the southern border in pursuit of work or with weed on their back. But demographic data shows that the typical illegal immigrant now is much more likely someone who is 35 or older and has lived in the United States for a decade or more. So all they're saying is the people who came 10 years ago. And that's the other thing. They've been in the goddamn country 10 years and they haven't figured out how to become a citizen yet. So the report reveals a series of other nuggets about an undocumented immigration population that researchers have struggled to understand. How hard is it to fucking understand? Since some live in the proverbial shadows. That's the other thing that gets on my nerves. The decline in illegal immigrants was driven primarily by 9% drop in those arriving from Mexico since 2010. It said, though, since 6 million of the 10.9 million total are still originally from Mexico. So during the same period, illegal immigrants arriving from South America fell 22%, and those coming from Europe declined 18%, which still doesn't tell you anything because they don't really tell you what those numbers are. At the same time, however, the undocumented population from South America, where the suffrage of families and unaccompanied minors since 2014 has originated, went up 5%, the report says, which may actually be bullshit too, which I'm pretty sure it is. But, you know, they always got to throw the unaccompanied minors in there to make us feel guilty and sad about the poor immigrants coming across the border. We got to help the children. We can't turn away the children. Fuck that. Put them on a boat and send them back. So only Texas and Virginia, of the 10 states with the highest undocumented populations, gained undocumented residents from 2010 to 2014. So the report said all others saw their undocumented populations declined, including California, which the report said leads the nation with a 2.6 million people here illegally. You know, there's a lot more than that in California alone. Demographers at the center also found that state law designed to restrict the numbers of undocumented immigrants, such as the well-known one that passed in Arizona, did not have a lasting impact on the size of the undocumented population. The report release came from the Department of Homeland Security, which enforces immigration laws, reported that more than 525,000 people overstayed their visas in the fiscal year of 2014. That's the other thing. So they have these terms for these damn groups. Okay, this is kind of going off topic, but it's kind of on topic too. So they have these damn terms, like the Department of Homeland Security. Well, if thousands of people are coming over the border illegally, you're not doing a goddamn good job keeping the homeland secure. Or how about the Department of Defense? What are they defending? They're not actually defending this country from anything. All right, I had to calm down a little bit. All right, but the DHS reports, examined by nearly 35 million non-immigrant visas, meaning that 98.8% of the visa holders left in the country at the time, the department said in a statement. So the Center for Migration Study officials said they did not believe the overstay numbers would affect the overall estimates of how many people are in the country illegally. You know, I'm pretty sure it would. So if they're saying there's 45 million people who overstayed their visas, how would that number not affect the overall estimates of people who are here illegally? So Warren, the report's author, who worked as a government demographer for more than 30 years, said the very low overstay rate was similar to that of what it was as far back as the 1980s, and apparently has not increased over time. He added that the 525,000 people who stayed beyond their visas last year would likely be counter-reacted by a lot of people who came in previous years, overstayed their visas, and would have left last year. I swear these people just make crap up. So, you know, all these people coming in illegally, overstaying their visas, well, that's okay because the people who came over here before probably left or something. Or maybe you just don't know where the hell they are because you don't do your fucking jobs like you're supposed to, Department of Homeland Security. All right. So that's enough of that crap. Yeah, I seen that article the other day and kind of got on my nerves. But, you know, at the same time, it is kind of good news that maybe the population is going down, or maybe they're just fucking dumb and don't realize that, one, people don't fill out their goddamn census forms if they're not supposed to be in the country anyways, or you just don't know where the hell they are because they're moving all over the place, going to different jobs and stuff, which is probably more the case because this bureaucracy is full of fucking idiots who can't see anything past their nose. And they don't give a shit either. Which, I wouldn't give a shit if I worked for the government. But that's just me. So I think I'm going to take a quick break here. I'll actually play Redneck 28. This is My Land.
Stand and fight, you'll make no ground. And when the dawn breaks over our land, over the dead bodies, we'll raise our right hand. Zeke Heil, Zeke Heil, Zeke Heil,
Zeke Heil. Resist the unclean from our lands, and when the dawn breaks over our land, over the dead bodies, we'll raise our right hand. Zeke-Heil, Zeke-Heil, Zeke-Heil,
Zeke-Heil.
We'll be right back. with a rope. Watch their shops go up in smoke. And when the dawn breaks over, I will land. Over their dead bodies, we'll raise our right hand. Zeke Heil, Zeke Heil, Zeke Heil,
Zeke Heil.
Gypsies by the throat, and when the dawn breaks over, I will land. Over their dead bodies, we'll raise our right hand. Zeke Heil, Zeke Heil, Zeke Heil,
Zeke Heil.
All right, welcome back to RadioWerewolf.com. This is the Wolf Pack tonight. And as always, it is a call-in show. If you guys want to call in and talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about, it's up to you. I really don't care. So the call-in number is 608-350-1418. It's 608-350-1418. I put that in the chat room there. So another article I found interesting this week, actually my girlfriend found it and told me about it. I guess I'll share it with you guys. It said, apparently people in France are getting pissed off about the Jews again, which is pretty good news. I won't get too hot-headed about this one. Oh, there was something in the chat room that I wanted to comment on. Oh, yeah. So Axe said that when he went to church back in his Christian days, a lot of church groups bring all these fucking mestizos in. Now they bring in Somalians too, those fucking douchebags. But a lot of, it's not only church groups, a lot of church groups do it, but it's not only church groups. I know Tyson Chicken, which is the company you should definitely boycott, besides the fact that it's a bunch of garbage, it's not even real fucking food. But anyways, besides that fact, they used to bring up busloads of goddamn Mexicans all the time to work in their plants, you know, making, I don't know, $5 an hour or how much they were paying them. Well, probably wasn't paying them, you know, minimum wage, paying less than minimum wage, you know, to work in their chicken processing plants. But a lot of companies did that, and a lot of companies probably still do that. I know Tyson got busted for it, so I don't know if they're doing it anymore or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if they did. But I know, you know, like Axe said here, a lot of church groups do that. We always hear about the fucking Somalians. They got the fucking Somalians up there in the Twin Cities. Can't handle it. You know, robbing and raping and starting shit on fire, because that's what those people do. So these damn church groups, you know, these fucking church groups want to bring these people in. How about they go live with them? How about that? See how you like that? Instead of just sticking them in some neighborhood somewhere, you know, on the other side of the city where you don't even fucking live. They're not moving into your neighborhood. Well, they do this crap all the time. I'm pretty sure they probably get some kind of goddamn federal grant or some shit doing this stuff too. Maybe I should look into that better. But I'm sure they probably do. So why else would they do it? It's not out of the kindness of their fucking hearts. Not because Jesus told them to do it. I'm sure somebody else is telling them fucking do it. It's not Jesus. Okay, so let's get back into anti-Semitism in the rise in France. Yeah, because this story was actually from this past Wednesday. And this is from the Independent in the UK. So a total of 59% of French people think members of the Jewish community are at least partially responsible for anti-Semitism. Only partially. a survey conducted by, some Jew group in France. So the foundation surveyed 1,500 people who constituted a sample representative of French pop. Constituted a sample representative of French population. That's what it says. It's, I don't know. It's kind of sounds weird to me. Anyways, so they did this over. They did this online for 9 days. I don't know how they did that. Maybe emailing a bunch of people. So respondents were asked whether they thought Jews held part of the responsibility for anti-Semitism in France. Of the 98% that answered yes, 3% thought they had a very important part. 14% said they had a significant part. Over half of the respondents said that Jewish people had a lot of power and were rich, or were richer than the average French person. A total of 13% of the respondents thought there were too many Jewish people in France, despite the Jewish community making up only 1% of the population. Well, 1% of the population is too many goddamn Jews. Reported anti-Semitic crimes in France have more than doubled between 2014 and 2015, according to a report by the Human Rights First, who stated the crimes were becoming increasingly violent. Maybe because you got fucking Muslims coming in. Did you ever think of that, douchebags? That seems like a pretty plausible explanation to me. You know, if they're getting increasingly violent about Jews, maybe it's the fucking people you're letting into your country, you dumb assholes. But of course, you know, in France, I don't know if France does this, but I know like Sweden and other European countries do this, where they don't specify the ethnicity or the race of the perpetrator for certain crimes. When I think in Sweden, it's like any crime. I'm sure France probably does the same thing. So they don't know if it's migrants or indigenous French people doing what in these violent crimes against Jews. So approximately 8,000 French Jews migrated to Israel last year, making France the highest source of immigrants to Israel, and many more have migrated to the UK and Canada. Well, sorry for the English and for the Canadians. So Board of Deputies of British Jews, Senior Vice President Richard Verber said it is troubling to consider that more than 1 in 10 French people believe that there's too many Jews in the country. The sad reality today is that the visibly Jewish French citizens are subject to a range of disturbing reactions, from latent anti-Semitism to acts of extreme violence, a number of which have resulted in deaths. For many, this has led to a decision that Jewish life is no longer viable in the country. Well, then maybe you should all get the fuck out and go to Israel. Not the UK or Canada. Just fucking go to Israel and take the rest of them with you that you find along the way. Just walk there and every Jew you find, just fucking all go to Israel. So in the UK, French Jews have been welcomed with open arms by our own community. There are two French rabbis, both Orthodox and progressive. While the intake of some Jewish schools is now made up of 50% of French children, although the Jewish diaspora has, but particularly in Europe, there is a deep unease at the trends suggesting anti-Semitism. Governments and wider society must reinforce their commitment to supporting Jewish communities who contribute so much to wider society. So these fucking Hebes complaining there's too much goddamn anti-Semitism. Well, maybe they should just get the fuck out and all move to Israel and just leave the rest of us alone, because we don't fucking want you around here anyways. Never have. The entire history of your goddamn people, that's all you complain about. It's everybody being mean to you. Well, just fucking just go somewhere and leave us alone. How hard is that to understand? I don't think it's really that far out of possibilities that you guys just fucking go off and do your own thing. Isn't that the whole reason Israel was created in the first goddamn place? Because nobody else wanted you around? So you started this whole goddamn Zionist movement back in, I don't know, late 1800s. going, well, you guys don't want us around. Just let us live somewhere else. Well, fucking go live somewhere else then. All of you. We don't want you fucking here. We don't want you anywhere. But the fact, see, this thing is, it's not very accurate and doesn't really give reasons why. But the fact that 60% of French people think there's too many goddamn Jews and think they're responsible for anti-Semitism, maybe it's a pretty good factor. Maybe people are starting to wake up, especially in France. France is the most, one of the most cucked countries there is in the world, you know, besides, well, there's a number of cucked countries in Europe, but especially people-wise. But France, they've been overrun by Jews for thousands of fucking years. And most of the time, you know, these things come and go. They get more and more pissed off about Jews, and then they do something about it. And then in the long time, long run, maybe it'll help out. So that was that article. And here's another article that's pretty, it's pretty close to this last article, which is also from The Independent. But not only are French Jews uneasy about living in France, also German Jews no longer feel safe due to anti-Semitism and deteriorating security. So the Jews in Germany are worried about the rising crime rates in Germany. Well, who's committing the fucking crimes in these rising crime rates? Could it be the fucking Muslims that you douchebags allowed into your countries? That, you know, people like Barbara Spector and George Soros, you know, your big rich fucking Jews, the people, your people, let these fucking Muslims in. They brought them all over here. Fucking Merkel, she's probably a crypto Jew. I'm pretty sure she is. So people, Jewish people, no longer feel safe living in Germany. The leader of Hamburg's Jewish community, Daniel Killey, told the Jerusalem Post, quote, "We no longer feel safe here." Well, maybe you should pack your ass and go to Israel. He went on to explain how a combination of extreme right-wing forces, deteriorating security, and Germany welcoming of refugees brought up in cultures, quote, steeped in hatred for Jews, were resulting in anti-Semitism. See, at least this article actually brings up the fact that they're bringing in all these goddamn Arabs who fucking hate Jews anyways. So Hamburg has a 2,500 strong population of Jews, and there are around 118,000 Jews in Germany overall. Now, 1 million Muslim refugees arrived in Germany over the last year. Mr. Killey referenced a report published in some newspaper. It gives a link to the newspaper, authorized by experts in extreme ideology, Patrick Jennis. Okay, I actually went to go look up this paper they were talking about, but it's in German, so it doesn't really do me any good right now. So in the report, he said the anti-Semitic sentiment have diverse manifestations in Germany. There are studies that point to historical defensive guilt about the Holocaust, obsessive criticism of Israel, obsessive national socialist racism, Muslim anti-Semitism, and Christian anti-Semitism. So I guess the Zionist Christians aren't really that big over there in Germany. Actually, yeah, Zionist Christians, it's more of a United States phenomenon. That could actually be true. Oh, actually, they do have a lot of Orthodox Christians over in Europe, too, more so than in the United States. And I know Orthodox Christians are pretty anti-Semitic, too. That's why a lot of Eastern Europeans are more Jew-wise than their Western brothers. So in an article published on DW.com, included a interview with a 22-year-old Jewish man, Elliot Reich, who took part in the pro-Israel demonstration in 2014. Reich said he was surprised at the animosity against the marchers, claiming counter-protest shouted things like Hamas, Hamas, Jews into gas. Hamas, Hamas, Jews into gas. Maybe that rhymes in German. Words like this have nothing to do with Israel. They are purely anti-Semitic. Oh, Leonie Goldberg, head of Wuppertal's Jewish community told Der Spiegel, I thought the time of the packed suitcases was over. Now I'm considering that we need to pack these suitcases again. Yes, maybe you should pack them again and take your ass out of the fucking country. All right. The Jerusalem Post said that 200 German Jews have moved to Israel in 2015. Well, that doesn't really seem like a lot of Jews. It's only 200. It pointed out that the figure is actually quite high considering the older age of German Jews. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to mean. Early in 2015, there was a backlash against Jewish council leader, Dr. Joseph Schuster, after he encouraged German Jews to look less Jewish when walking through predominantly Muslim neighborhoods in Berlin. I hate this when articles do this. So where'd the backlash come from? Did it come from the Jews? Did it come from the Muslims? Did it come from German people in general? It doesn't really say. I'm pretty sure it's probably Jews. So yeah, they're all worried about the Muslims and the rise of right-wing radical political movements. Because, you know, the evil Nazis are going to come back and start another Holocaust. I mean, the Fourth Reich. So nobody called in yet. Why is nobody calling today? God damn it. Made me black, stupid, dumbass demon. I don't want to talk to that guy anyway. Anyways, I do have one thing I could play here. I got the audio from this video. It was pretty good. I was going to play it on the news yesterday, but I had a bunch of other stuff, and I only have so much time. The one thing with the news, I have to have it either exactly an hour or a little bit under, because we got a show right after that. So I got to make sure I don't go overtime with the news. So it's got to be at least an hour, a little bit under. So actually, since nobody called in, I'll just play the audio off of YouTube. And it'll sound better for you guys anyways. Instead of playing the copy of a copy off my phone. All right, so this is actually Free Speech is the Answer to Political Correctness. This is actually from Sargon. I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with Sargon. He does some pretty good work most of the time. So this is actually like 15 minutes long. A little long, but I'll play this clip. It's a pretty good clip. I hope you guys enjoy it.
The argument we're about to analyze has such catastrophic internal inconsistencies, it has become necessary for me to alter the format of my video to accommodate it, because I need more space on the screen. I won't be playing the entire video sequentially as usual, but instead I'll be directly comparing conflicting statements for effect. There will, of course, be a link in the description to the original video, which I advise watching first for context, so my utter demolition of this desperate drivel will make more sense. Prepare your brain for some incoming doublethink.
Is PC culture destroying freedom of speech? Nope. From YouTube comments to presidential candidates, it seems a lot of people think freedom of speech is under attack. And who, might I ask, is to blame? The god PC culture!
You just censored your own parody of someone complaining unreasonably about being censored.
The god PC culture!
Seriously, the word damned. You're actually going to bleep that out. It's unbelievable. I remember when MTV was edgy. Anyway, let's take a closer look at this train wreck in progress by examining your definition of political correctness.
PC is, of course, short for politically correct. Political correctness is avoiding words or behaviors that exclude, marginalize, or insult groups of people who are socially disadvantaged or discriminated against.
This definition of political correctness comes directly from the Oxford English Dictionary, and it is unique to the Oxford English Dictionary. And what's unique about this definition is that it includes implied power dynamics. Collins' dictionary has it defined as demonstrating progressive ideals, especially by avoiding vocabulary that is considered offensive, discriminatory, or judgmental, especially concerning race and gender. The Merriam-Webster definition is conforming to a belief that language and practices which could offend political sensibilities, as in matters of sex or race, should be eliminated. And the Cambridge dictionary definition is someone who is politically correct believes that language and actions that could be offensive to others, especially those relating to sex and race, should be avoided. There are inherent differences in these definitions. The definition that our social justice warrior gave us is, unsurprisingly, a collectivist one. This definition of political correctness defines political correctness from a group perspective. It's also quite specific with who it targets, and would presumably require some sort of empirical measurement and comparison of statistics and laws to determine who exactly was socially disadvantaged or discriminated against, which means the subject of our definition could change. Because we are not dealing with universal principles. What we are dealing with is a specific hierarchy of power and the avoidance and forms of expression or action that are perceived to do something means that this is a definition for a group in order to police their members, which is the opposite of the definitions given by the other dictionaries, which are the polar opposite of the Oxford English Dictionary. The other dictionaries give us universal principles by which an individual can govern their own conduct. They don't require power structures, they don't require you to have any advanced knowledge about who is socially disadvantaged or discriminated against. They are principles that can apply to everybody, which is why someone who is using the individualist definition of political correctness will think it's wrong to be racist towards white people or sexist towards men, whereas someone using the social justice definition, you know the rest. Which Francesca sums up as
basically treating people with respect.
But not all people. In fact, what it's doing is creating a protected class, incidentally of which Francesca Ramsey is a part. In fact, she is at the apex of that protected class. Remember that Francesca is using the Oxford English Dictionary definition, which also did this.
Last year alone, the OED added microaggressions, mansplain, and a whole host of gender terms like cisgender, agender, and gender fluid to the dictionary.
So there we go, the Oxford English Dictionary has become the Tumblr of dictionaries. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting aside to note. Let's carry on. Anyway, so we'll use her definitions, and her definition of political correctness was...
Political correctness is avoiding words or behaviors...
That's right. Your definition begins with avoiding words or behaviors. Prohibiting some speech or expression. And you are actually arguing that this is not a threat to free speech, despite the fact your very definition necessitates a restriction on free speech.
PC culture, treating others with respect, social justice warriors, whatever you call it, isn't prohibiting anyone's freedom of speech. It's mainly about people standing up for themselves and asking to be spoken to and spoken about in a respectful way.
In fact, it's almost like it's expanding freedom of speech. Am I right?
In fact, political correctness is expanding free speech. We're adding words to the dictionary every year in an effort to promote more inclusive and respectful speech.
The thing is, I know that you know this is not what free speech means. Free speech is not the number of words in your lexicon. It is whether you are able to express political ideas without ramification. You know this, I know this, and also...
Political correctness is avoiding words or behaviors. Political correctness is expanding free speech. Political correctness is avoiding words or behaviors. Political correctness is expanding free speech.
I'm amazed at the sheer levels of doublethink you are capable of. On one hand, the definition of political correctness is restricting things, but on the other hand, it's expanding things. I think this is what insanity feels like.
Political correctness is avoiding words or behaviors. Political correctness is expanding free speech. Political correctness is avoiding words or behaviors. That seems like giving more speech to more people, not less.
Honestly, Francesca, your perception of what it seems to be is really irrelevant to me because you seem to be fucking mental.
Political correctness is synonymous with weakness or being overly sensitive. Similar to the new term social justice warrior, calling someone PC is a way to derail and dismiss conversations about inequality.
Okay, the problem is not that it's too weak or too sensitive. The problem is that it is a tyrannical social code, which you use to justify all sorts of ways of ruining people's lives, but we will get into that a bit later. My major problem is this.
If you've ever called out racism, sexism, ableism, or any other oppressive ism, you've probably been accused of being too PC. Calling someone PC is a way to derail and dismiss conversations about inequality.
Amazing. It's okay for you to silence people by slapping a label on them and dismissing what they say as being racist or sexist or ableist or whatever, but as soon as they do it to you by calling you too PC or a social justice warrior, now it's a problem. Honestly, I'm just staggered by this video, Francesca.
Now, if you ask me, that doesn't sound like a bad thing.
That's because there is something either medically wrong with your brain or you seem to stand to gain a lot from political correctness, and therefore you are quite happy to push it with no restrictions on the levels of sophistry you are willing to employ. I appreciate that you think it seems like it should be a good thing, or it doesn't sound like it's a bad thing, but you're in the minority.
But a recent poll by Fairleigh Dickinson University found that 68% of Americans and 81% of Republicans agreed that a big problem this country has is being politically correct. Even 62% of Democrats polled agreed that being PC was getting out of hand.
You know what? If an idea of mine had such a negative approval rating, I wouldn't simply assume that everyone was fucking stupid. I would go back and reassess my argument. I wouldn't sit there doing mental gymnastics in a desperate attempt to ameliorate people's objections.
The term PC is almost always used as an insult. While it's been around for a while, it gained popularity in the 80s when it caught on with conservatives, not liberals.
Now, one might think that you, the liberals, quote-unquote, would actually be opposed to political correctness. You would actually be opposed to people controlling and censoring your speech. But you are completely fine using it, and I can tell you why. It's about power and control. Like your very definition of political correctness necessitates the idea of power dynamics, the 80s were a very conservative decade. In America, you had Ronald Reagan and the Republicans, and in Britain, you had Margaret Thatcher and the Conservatives. So yes, the people in control were attempting to maintain their control by policing speech. And now the left is in control, you are doing exactly the same thing. I guess well done for proving that political correctness is not partisan between left and right, but is instead partisan between authoritarian and libertarian. Anyway, let's get into the real meat of the issue. Let's really break down your doublethink and see how you are able to persuade yourself that black is in fact white.
Now, why is being PC used as an insult? And what, if anything, does it have to do with free speech? Here's the thing. It's not just about hurt feelings. It's about calling out oppressive power structures, and that's where the misunderstanding comes in. Freedom of speech simply means the government cannot prohibit you from expressing yourself. It's why you can criticize Obama without being thrown in jail. But on an interpersonal level, freedom of speech does not mean freedom from consequences. Technically, no subject on earth is off limits. You can say whatever you want, but in turn, people are allowed to respond however they want. Political correctness is avoiding words or behaviors that exclude, marginalize, or insult groups of people who are socially disadvantaged or discriminated against.
Francesca actually does a really good job of laying this out for us, so we can actually figure out exactly what she's trying to get at. Let's go through this step by step and examine each component of her argument.
Political correctness is avoiding words or behaviors that exclude, marginalize, or insult groups of people who are socially disadvantaged or discriminated against.
So this is, again, her definition of political correctness. And as we said before, this is group behavior based on interpersonal interactions.
Freedom of speech simply means the government cannot prohibit you from expressing yourself. It's why you can criticize Obama without being thrown in jail.
She is also correct that by the most technical of definitions, freedom of speech is the freedom to criticize the authority of the government without political ramifications. And she is also correct in saying that these two should have no overlap.
Now, why is being PC used as an insult? It's not just about hurt feelings. It's about calling out oppressive power structures, and that's where the misunderstanding comes in.
And again, she's right. That is exactly where the misunderstanding comes in. And I'll show you why.
But on an interpersonal level, freedom of speech does not mean freedom from consequences. Technically, no subject on earth is off limits. You can say whatever you want, but in turn, people are allowed to respond however they want.
So now we have the final part of her argument, and we can fully examine exactly why freedom of speech does apply to political correctness. Political correctness is a social mechanism by which individuals are forced to self-censor to avoid offending the socially disadvantaged. This is a very clear distinction to those who are legally or politically disadvantaged, a state of affairs that is instituted by the government. This is why the traditional definition of the right to freedom of speech is a direct attack against the ability of the government to infringe on an individual's rights based on politicized expression. In a normal society, only the governmental institutions of that society are interested in or capable of enacting retribution or censure for politicized speech, because normally the only speech that is politicized is against the government. However, we are not dealing with political expression by the authorities, we are dealing with social issues, which is usually considered to be non-political interpersonal interactions, and it is this loophole in the definition that intersectional feminists attempt to use to oppress speech of which they do not approve. The phrase, "the personal is political," is an old feminist aphorism by which they politicize non-political issues, and they introduce power dynamics to interpersonal interactions by collectivizing them. This is why Francesca here has redefined political correctness to include calling out oppressive power structures. To normal, rational people, social interactions are individual and interpersonal events, not oppressive power structures. However, if you view the world through the intersectional lens of social justice, you cannot help but unnecessarily introduce power dynamics into every situation because you no longer view people as individuals. You view them as a component in a group and must determine whether the group as a whole is disadvantaged or discriminated against, even if no such thing happened in the individual case you observed. Put simply, social justice warriors have politicized social interactions, and so it is only natural that you should invoke your right to speak without political censure. Freedom of speech is the right to political speech without suffering political consequences. It does not matter where those consequences originate from, and it is low to attempt to weasel out of responsibility for infringing on someone's rights to free political expression under the guise of, well, it's only censorship when the government does it. Censorship is wrong regardless of the source because nobody has the right to determine what you can and cannot say. Just because social justice warriors have managed to weaponize social pressure to political effect does not mean that you do not have the right to your freedom of expression. The worst part about the intellectual deceit on display here is that the social justice warriors are actively relying on your goodwill and cooperation in the suppression of your own speech. They need you to respond to their false accusations of racism, sexism, or any other ism that they can throw at you with shame. Don't cooperate with them. You have the right to freedom of expression however you want to do it, and if they don't like it, that is their problem, not yours. Don't let them make it your problem.
All right. So like I said, I was actually going to play that on the news show yesterday, but I didn't have enough time, and it was 15 minutes long. I didn't want to take up a quarter of the goddamn news hour playing that clip because, you know, the one thing with the news hour and the whole reason I put it down to 3 days instead of every day when I had it, I used to do it every day, but, you know, there's not that much in the news going on. There's not that much going on, so I have to find different things to fill time. So, and at the end of it, I always like to put, you know, a pro-white speaker, something good at the end. I guess. So I was going to put this at the end, but then I found a bunch of other stuff to play. And I thought this was a pretty good, a good condensed version of what I've been saying for months now. You know, we got to stop being afraid to speak out and say what we feel. And don't be fucking worried about being called a name, because it's just a fucking word. You know, these fucking anti-white cultural Marxist totalitarian humanist fucks can go to hell. You know, seriously, I don't understand why we got to sit here and be worried about being fucking called racist or whatever. It's like bullshit, and I'm fucking tired of it. I've never done it. I'm never fucking worried about it. I'm like, I don't give a fuck if you don't like me. Kiss my ass. And that's the way I've always been, though. It's just, it never bothered me. I actually did find this thing. So this fat fuck, I fucking hate this guy, too. Worse than, I don't know who I hate worse. Fucking this Michael Moore, that Young Turks fucking douchebag. So apparently Michael Moore, this fat piece of crap, he's in the hospital with pneumonia. So Michael Moore is in the intensive care unit with pneumonia, which was verified through his Twitter account, because people get their news from Twitter nowadays like a fucking bunch of retards. But anyways, Michael Moore was taken an active role in protesting the water crisis, quote-unquote, in Flint, Michigan, which was actually done by a bunch of dindus. You know, that's what happens when you put blacks in charge of shit. It gets all fucked up and people start dying because the goddamn water is contaminated. But, you know, then they try to, you know, blame the white guys who's in charge of it now, but no, it's the fucking black guy who was in charge before him that messed it all up. So Michael Moore's out there hanging out with all the dindus in Flint, Michigan, got pneumonia. Hopefully this fat fucking piece of shit dies. And that's on my wish list for today. I hope that fat fuck dies. I can't stand him. fat Marxist bastard. All right, so where was I? So, actually, sometimes I like to throw good news stories in here. Like, you know, anti-Semitism in a rise over in France. That was a good news story. And also in Germany. That's also a good news story. You know, originally, when I read that story about the illegal immigration being in decline in the United States, I thought it was a good news story at first. And then I thought about it, and I kind of dissected it. It's not really a good news story because they're lying. This is a good news story. So, if you guys haven't been paying attention, it seems like every weekend for the past couple weeks, actually past couple months, they've been having a lot of rallies, especially in Germany, over these goddamn Muslims coming in, which is absolutely awesome. And it seems like they keep getting more and more people. And of course, they had one today. You know, the movement, the patriotic Europeans against the Islamization of the West, originated in Eastern Germany city of Dresden in 2014, with supporters seizing on the surge of asylum seekers, invaders, to warn that Germany risks being overrun by Muslims, which is absolutely, this is an absolutely true statement. You know, we got these millions of more Muslims. And the thing is, Merkel, I think it was today or yesterday, says, yeah, we're going to take 2 million next year. We're going to ramp it up. This fucking communist bitch. She just keeps bringing in more and more, and people are getting pissed off. You get all these not Dindus. All these fucking Muslims coming in, raping and blasting people and shit in the middle of the street. You know, she doesn't care. No, government doesn't care. People are getting pissed off. And it's great that, especially in Germany, you got people going out and protesting in the streets by the thousands. You know, it's not like here where you, oh, we're going to go protest this and like five guys show up and two of them are FBI. But, you know, in Germany, there's thousands upon thousands of people in the streets protesting this crap. But the thing I really hope is eventually, see, this is the thing I don't actually understand, because you got, not only do you have people riot, or not rioting, white people don't riot. If they do, they just like knock over a garbage can. But so not only are they out there protesting in the street, we got thousands of protesters. You know, you got different people in the government too, speaking out against Merkel. Even people in her own parliament and stuff, they're speaking out against her. I don't understand how she can keep pushing this, their agenda of theirs, with all these people getting pissed off. I'm like, sooner or later, you got to think somebody in parliament would get a goddamn backbone and try to get her out of office. Because the more she starts doing this, because she keeps saying they're just going to just, we're going to ramp it up. We don't give a fuck if you like it or not. We're just going to keep bringing more of these invaders in. You know, she keeps kind of going back and forth on this too. Because first, you know, we'll bring in like a million. And then she like dropped down the number and says, oh, maybe that's too many. And then just like a couple days ago, she's like, yeah, we're going to bring in more than we did last year. Fuck you guys. And it's totally ridiculous. I don't know why anybody would just let her hold on to her goddamn seat. Especially after Cologne. You know, you got this New Year's Eve where you got, like, what was it, like 800 fucking cases of, they weren't all rape, but people being molested in the goddamn middle of the street by thousands of goddamn, oh man, this fucking just pisses me off. See, I try to have a good show. I'm like, I'm just going to relax, calm down. You know, I had a long week at work. I'm just going to sit here and just have a good show. And now I'm getting all goddamn worked up and pissed off, especially this invasion of Europe, which is absolutely horrendous that they're going to destroy our motherland that way. All right. Hold on. Let me find a better story. Because this crap is just getting on my nerves. And the more I keep reading about this, the more pissed off I get about it. But yeah, it is good news that people are out there in the street protesting this stuff. Because, you know, the more and more people, and the thing is too, I've watched a lot of videos about Germany in the past couple months. And the thing is, a lot of regular citizens are afraid. They seem like they're afraid just to be considered right wing. They're like, oh, I'm not a right winger or anything like that. But these fucking Muslims are out of hand. You know, they all say that, like, kind of like in the United States, like, I'm not a racist, but these fucking Dindus and these wetbacks are out of hand. But they keep doing that stuff. Every video I see, they keep saying that. It's like, you know, it's like in this country too, when people like will say a black joke or something, they'll like look around first. It's like the same thing. It's like, well, I'm not right wing or anything like that, but these towel heads have to fucking go and get out of my goddamn country. And I found one story, I think that was yesterday, where I tried to find, I found conflicting stories about what happened in Greece. You know, some people say it was about austerity measures, and some people were saying it was a reaction against the invaders and how they set one of the asylum centers on fire. And I couldn't find a really good story about that. Like I said, there was conflicting stories about what was really going on and what was happening. And I know it was the fucking Jew-run media wouldn't report on it correctly. And like, when you try to get stories from Europe, it's kind of hard doing it in real time because you don't know what's what, because we're so far away. And even though we have the internet and stuff, if you don't fucking read Greek, you don't know what you're reading is true or not, or if you don't know somebody on the ground. But I know, you know, Golden Dawn's been doing good work over there, and that's all we need. We need more people like that. I know we got different groups all around Europe. The Sons of Odin, I think those guys are fucking awesome. I mean, I know there's more groups like that. The Sons of Odin is more out in front. They're more well known. I think they're better organized, I guess you could say. There's, you know, different neighborhood watch groups, I guess you could call them. And the cops have been fucking with those guys some. Not only the Sons of Odin, but the other groups in different countries. You know, I think more groups like the Sons of Odin that they have over there to keep these invaders in line, it's going to work out better for everybody. But that's not what the elites want. That's not what the fucking Jews want. They just want the goddamn... I keep wanting to call them Dindus because they basically are Dindus. Actually, half of them are Dindus. You know, they're just not Arabs. Some of them are Africans, actual Africans, blacks, niggers, groids, whatever the fuck you want to call them, porch monkeys, jigaboo. I always like jigaboo just because it was a funny word. And nobody really uses the word jigaboo anymore. I don't know why. Probably because it's like kind of a silly word. But anyways, oh, okay, so maybe Axe will call in since I'm just kind of rambling here, trying to kill time. Because I ran out of shit to talk about. That's why I'm kind of going through VNN, trying to find something to talk about, which is actually relevant to anything. But, you know, it's all the same crap. And like some of this crap I don't even care about, like what's happening in the Middle East. I don't give a fuck what's happening in the Middle East. That has nothing to do with me. That has nothing to do with us. Except, you know, our elites want to go kill some fucking brown people. Go ahead. I don't give a shit. I really don't care about ISIS. I'm sick of talking. You know, I've never really even talked about ISIS, except the fact that it's a CIA front operation, but and Mossad. But who gives a fuck about that? I really don't care anymore. Man, this Iran crap and the presidential campaign. Like, who gives a fuck? It doesn't matter about anything anyways. Man, Bernie Sanders is a Marxist. We know that. Apparently, Hillary Clinton's all afraid of Russia. We're supposed to give a crap about Russia like anybody really cares about that. Oh, here's another story. I actually seen this a couple days ago, too. But also happened in Germany is that a lot of people are leaving the cities now. You know, we got the white flight going on in Germany because of fucking towel heads and the refugees are destroying their goddamn cities now since they let them all in over there. So you got a lot of white flight going on, which isn't really a big surprise. Well, that's an old story. But, I don't know if... Yeah, you guys probably... Actually, I'll read that one anyway. Since I got nothing better to do, since I'm just killing time here. I don't know if you guys heard about this. This happened... I thought it was a couple months ago. Actually, okay, so here's the actual news story. Oh, it was more than a couple months ago. This was October. So anyways, so this German actor dresses up like Hitler, and he's going around the country for a couple weeks chatting with people and talking to everybody, and he's dressed up like Hitler. So he's going around talking to people. It was like some, they basically just did like this kind of experiment to see how people react, and everybody was positive about it. Like, hey, there's Hitler, Sieg Heil, and everybody thought it was great. So of course the news media is like, oh, this is horrible. Yeah, that was a couple months ago, so that's not really that big of news. It's not really that important, really, either. Oh, looks like I got a phone call. Hey, is this Axe?
Hi, this is Clayton. This is Axe.
Hey, how's it going tonight, Clayton?
Good, great show, Dion.
Yeah, it was pretty good until like the last, I don't know, 15 minutes, and I ran out of stuff to talk about.
Well, thought it was going to be lighthearted, but sounds like the blood pressure's up a little bit. Mine, too.
Yeah, like I said, I had a couple news stories that were pretty good. But then when I got thinking about it, I'm like, these motherfuckers.
I know. It gets old, you know. Just kind of a related story. I was out at the lake today and letting my dog run. And I get a call from my wife, just not to sound petty or anything. And her guilted white boss... you know, she can't say anything. This nigger, you know, she works commission, but this nigger steals all her jobs, you know. I mean, if she can't say anything, though, see, it's her fault because she's white, but the dindu, she can go around and steal commission, and it's okay. But see, if her boss says anything against that dindu, see, that's racism, right?
Right. You got these dindus.
Even though it's so blatant that she's running around stealing commission from whites and knowing she's doing it and knowing she can get away with it because she's a fucking dindu bitch and there's nothing that can be said to her and she can never get fired, right?
Right, because if you say anything to her, then you're racist, and they're just picking on her because she's a fucking groid.
Right. And here she is, working her ass off, you know, selling. And then, see, this is how it is with niggers, okay, and dindus. They, you know, they invented a stick, maybe. And they've never done anything to provide or build for any community. We've dumped truckloads, you know, 747 loads of money on all these communities. Take a look at Dearborn. Take a look at Detroit, Chicago. I mean, where else do we need to go? You know, these Democrats and Republicans are all the same fucking thing. You can pour all the money in the world on these dindus, and they never raise themselves up, and they just steal from whites. It is just ridiculous. And then it's heartbreaking to me when I get a call from my wife, who is just top in sales in her department, and then they hire a couple dindus, and then they just wait around like fucking vultures to grab commission where they can. And I won't go into the details, but this is just an example of what they do. Just your thoughts on that.
Right. I've seen that before where they do that shit. And they're like little children. That's all fucking niggers are. They're like little fucking kids. You know, if they're not living off the fucking teats of the government and they actually do go out and get a job or whatever, because I don't know, some of them get jobs, but I'm not going to get into that right now. But, you know, if they go and get jobs, then they do a half-assed job. They show up late. They do this. They do that. And then, you know, they try to, the boss tries to reprimand them like they would anybody else. But then they play, oh, you just hate me because I'm black and all that shit.
Right.
And they play and the then, fucking race card.
Right. And then all of a sudden, she's the bad person for whatever reason. But nothing on earth will ever be said to any of those dindus. I mean, they could do whatever they want. And look, this all started with that fucking fat ass in Ferguson. That motherfucker that went in and roughed up that Asian market guy and stole Swisher Sweets and dumped tobacco out of him, made blunts out of him, and then walked around the street like he thought he was God or something, got his ass blown away by a cop, his life's ruined. They've got a metal plaque in the sidewalk to him, like some hero or something. Did you know that in Ferguson?
Yeah, I think I did.
You can look it up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard about that.
The Channel Giant.
Yeah, they got a plaque, but his family never bought him a fucking headstone.
A fucking metal plaque to him in the South, like he's a hero. He didn't do a fucking thing for anything except rob, steal, sell dope, whatever. But they, you know, and that's when it all started, and then we got Mizzou, and it all went from there, and now if you say one fucking thing about the Den Dudes, you'll lose your job. It's that bad. It's so white-guilted. It's worse than Germany here. I think it is. You know, I'm in connection with a lot of people throughout the UK and what have you. You know that. And, man, I mean, to think that there's any resistance even close to SO here is, you're crazy. And I love SO. I love National Action. And you're talking guys with balls.
Right.
You're talking guys going in there and doing demos with all these fuzzies in their goddamn animal outfits with banners with the greatest white leader in the world's picture on it. I mean, hail National Action. Hail Sons of Odin. I mean, wow, we have a lot to learn. We have a lot to learn. I just wanted to call in and just say, if people in America think that Jesus and God and whatever, you know, is going to save them, they're out of their fucking mind. I'll tell you what's going to save them. What's going to save them is some brass knuckles, a blackjack, a billy club, and using it really, really fucking hard.
Right.
And doing it at night. And doing it where you need to do it and get away with it. I'm just saying, it's, you know. But the problem is, America's been so reduced to hate themselves as white because the Christianity church taught them pride cometh before a fall. I was taught for 25 years when I was in that nightmare, absolutely hell nightmare, to not be proud, that only Satan was proud, and if you're proud of yourself, you'll fall. That's the brainwash.
Right.
And imagine since 1945, pride cometh before a fall, the Jew Bible says. And our people, look, we have to go to Daily Mail to see pictures about men that want to be men. Look, these one percenters in Germany and shit, their clubhouses, you could eat off the floor. They got gymnasiums in them. One of these days, these guys are going to get really pissed and it's going to start cleaning house. And it's starting to happen. We're starting to see that. In Daily Mail, you'll never get it here, but you got to go to Daily Mail to get some pictures of some of these guys sometimes. And
right.
I just wanted to call and just say, I'm disgusted. That's why I spend so much time working with people in the UK and talking with people in the UK and talking to Alex Davies of National Action. God, hail National Action. What, I mean, you talk about balls. This is UK, and they're out there with banners with Hitler's face on it saying Hitler was right, smashing the fuck out of some commie trombone player. Did you see that where they smashed Newcastle? Did you see that video?
Yeah, I did see that. That was a pretty good video.
It was a great demo.
Yeah, but, you know, that's why I don't understand how we can't get people fucking to get the hell out of their house and just go fucking do something. Just sit there and, you know, so many people know what the fucking deal is. You know, even people who don't consider themselves pro-white or white nationalists or anything, you know, you just talk to, like, you know, anybody you meet on the fucking street, and they know right, what they the know. Deal is.
Well, and Jonathan Bowden, who National Action used part of his speech, he's not even a... He's an orator. He's a master. I mean, this guy just channels, you know. He doesn't even need to write anything. And National Action has a video. If you look up Video X and type in National Action, look up Video X, you'll see where Jonathan Bowden explains what the UK will look like. And, you know, it's just, we just don't have that.
No.
And here's people with speech laws, and I talk to people that are just so guilt-ridden because they're white. I mean, it's really fucking scary, you know. But just your thoughts on that. I just can't believe National Action and their guts. I really, man, hail Alex, hail National Action.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's like one thing I was saying earlier is like people are so afraid to fucking say anything. I mean, in this country, we're allowed to say any goddamn thing we want.
Right, right.
You know, you don't have to worry about going to jail if you say the Holocaust was bullshit. You can't be afraid to go to jail if you call some fucking nigger when he's being a nigger.
Exactly.
You know, if you said that in Germany or, you know, most of the countries in Europe, your ass is going to jail.
Most of these countries have speech laws. But yet here they are doing demos with, you know, pictures of a person who cared the most for our race ever in history. Not to be a Hitler worshiper, it's not like that, but just the point that they would go to that extent and then go smash Newcastle and Liverpool. And, wow, man, we got a long way to go. And I really fear that if this country turns into Dearborn, you know, you're not going to see Sons of Odin. You're not going to see National Action. You're just going to see a bunch of fucking pussies sitting on the couch whining.
Right.
And I'm just not going to do it. I'm done doing that. And I just wanted to call in and just give you some support and thank you for bringing this up. I mean, occasionally we need to bring, you know, the bad news, the racial news, the Jews and the fucking dindus and the goddamn ragheads. And I mean, I saw a post earlier in the chat room where I keep seeing this, where are these public pools. That must be a big fucking thing in Europe. I worked in a hotel once when I was in between woodworking jobs, and I would never step in a public pool ever again in my life. But nevertheless, why would any Aryan white, the male or female, even get in the water with one of these North African fucking monsters? And here some 10-year-old was dragged into the change room and raped, and, you know, they won't even print his name in the article, and he'll probably get deported and fed well and just turn around and come right back. I mean, wow, it's just, if you would have told me this 20 years ago, I would have said, you're out of your fucking mind, and I would have hit you over the head with a fucking beer bottle.
Right.
Well, that something like this is going to happen. It's coming here.
And the thing is, these aren't isolated instances. You know, this shit's...
I know. We're talking hundreds.
And this is the stuff that we hear about in the United States.
Well, in the end, you know we're just getting the edges of it. Could you imagine? I have heard in Germany, and I look, there's lots of good men there, okay? And all over the EU and UK. And there's a lot of guys trying, but, you know, they don't have the resources. But I'll tell you, when you see some of these guys like National Action, Sons of Odin, fuck, it helps, doesn't it?
Right.
Man, it helps me.
Well, yeah, there is a lot of hope out there, and that's why people, you know, some people, they get all fucking down about it. It's like, oh, the end is nigh, how we're all going to go fucking extinct tomorrow, which is absolute bullshit. And, you know, there's a lot of positive changes out there. You got a lot of these groups out there in Europe.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, you go to any news site and look at any news story about race or whatever, and all the comments are on our side.
They are. If you read the comments, and, you know, I don't think RWW is trying to recreate the Third Reich. That's not the idea. It's just, can we have some kind of sanity whatsoever? This Merkel is a complete fucking commie. She's an East commie fucking maniac.
Right.
And how many dindus and ragheads and fucking sand niggers live in her house? None.
None.
Zero.
Yeah, she's up there protected by armed guards and shit.
Well, fuck, you just have to wonder. I mean, you have to be a complete fucking nutcase. I have read some things that people think that she is actually just completely, you know, crazy. And in my opinion, I would believe that. But she, look, she's not the only one.
No.
There's tons of these. There's Merkel's. I mean, that's just filled with Europe. Look at France. Forget France. France, bye-bye. Sorry.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was amazing, that story that came out last week. It was last Wednesday, about, you know, anti-Semitism being in the rise in France and how all the French Jews are scared and everything. It's like, good, get the fuck out. But a lot of that anti-Semitism that's on the rise is probably coming from the regheads over there.
Dion, they got an area over there. I know you know this. In France, they call it the jungle. The fucking cops won't even go in there. I've been told by another radio station out of the UK, like ours, that literally grenades get thrown if any French police come into the jungle. They literally have grenades and RPGs. I mean, do you ever hear that on the news?
Yeah, I've heard that. Actually, what was it, last week? It was last week or week before that. They set the whole fucking place on fire.
Right, right.
They had that giant, was that Cali? Calis?
Yeah, Cali.
They set the whole fucking place on fire because they were pissed off. They set their own goddamn house on fire.
I've never seen white people act like that ever. You know, We are such a gracious people, and we are so taken advantage of, and it's just horrible. And I don't know if it's kind of a downer show. I guess it is, but, you know, occasionally we need to bring this shit up.
Right.
I thought I'd call in and put in my 2 cents.
Well, yeah, thank you for calling in. I was kind of treading water there. Speaking of treading water, speaking of goddamn public pools, I remember when I was a kid.
God, nasty.
When I was a kid, we used to go to this public pool all the time, and I can't believe we did that. Because I used to live in Milwaukee with the fucking dindus. And these little fucking nigglets with their little afros and shit. This was like back in the mid-80s.
Yeah, spent summers up there, many summers. My mom's from there.
Surprised I didn't catch something.
Here's how bad it was. When we would go to the pools in the summer in Milwaukee, eventually my grandparents moved into Door County. And so, you know, it was a wonderful thing after that. But in my younger days, I mean, I didn't even know what a fucking nigger was because I lived out in the rich white suburbs, I'll be honest with you. And then we would go to Milwaukee on vacation and shit. I guess, I don't know why I'm telling the story, but what the fuck. And my mother would apologize that because I was taking swimming lessons during the summer up in Milwaukee, you know, at the public pool, and there'd be dindus in there. And she was like scared to death. Here's a funny story, and it's no shit. My mom had a dog, a black dog. Guess what its name was?
What?
Nigger. Here, nigger.
Actually, I used to know somebody.
It's no shit. That's for real.
No, I believe you. I used to know this guy who had a cat. It was a black cat. He used to call it nigger.
There just wasn't any around, you know. And then the invasion after 1945. We've been putting up with it for 70 plus years. And then the white guilt, beyond white guilt.
Right.
I don't even have words for it anymore. White guilt, what's that? I mean, it's another level times 10.
That's the other thing I can't actually comprehend at all. You know, in my mind, I can't fucking wrap my head around it, why people would sit here and be guilty for fucking being white. You know, you sit there and listen to all the bullshit lies coming from the media and from academia about, oh, how horrible the white race has been to everybody else.
There's nothing worse than you can be than white. I mean, we're around here where I live. Look, I live in the fucking hills. Anybody will explain to you in any way, shape, or form that they have some type of Indian or Cherokee or something blood in them, just to say that, oh, they're multi-culti. They're not 100% white. Well, you know what? I am.
Right.
My heritage goes back to, I mean, we don't have to get super technical about it, but I'm as white as a fucking piece of paper, and so is my wife, and I'm proud of it. But we're the only race on the planet that can't be. And if you say so, look, quite literally, you could call some man, some jock with a hat, sunglasses, and a fucking goatee around here, you could call him anything, but if you call him racist, he'll recoil like a Jew. If you call a Jew a Jew, he'll recoil at it.
Right.
Now, what is that?
Yeah, no, so
I'm out there beating my chest, you know, saluting practically.
Right.
And the next fucking dick next to me is recoiling, to wanting to fucking kill you. Bitch, I can't get it anymore. I never have, so.
Yeah, I guess I've said this before. Like, the only thing worse than being a racist is a fucking pedophile. And I don't even know if that's true anymore.
I don't even know if that's true anymore. Who was the fuck at Subway? Hell, he's probably doing all right.
Oh,
as long as he's not a racist.
Right. Yeah, it's not a big deal if he's fucking touching kids and being a fucking weirdo. But as long as you don't fucking hate other people, you can't hate nobody.
Anyway, good show, brother. Thank you. Just thought I'd call in and say hi.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Clayton.
All right, Dan. Take care. I'm going to drop you off here.
All right. You have a good night.
All right. Bye.
Night. All right. So with that, I think I'll close out the show tonight. Be going 2 hours. I think it was a pretty good show till about the last, I don't know, 10 minutes before Clayton called in. I kind of ran out of stuff to talk about. I didn't really prep a whole lot because I figured it was the call-in show on Saturday nights. So I figured people would call in. But that's okay. It's not a big deal. I got it all taken care of. Thought we did a pretty good show. Yeah, I was looking at the songs I downloaded. Yeah, I think I'll play this song anyways. So I think I'll kind of take us out with a song. This is Venom. It's Stand Up and Be Counted.